A quieter type of activism took place here in Fort Myers this week. This past Saturday, a Fort Myers High School senior wrote the names of all the people who died from mass shootings with chalk in front of her school. 17-year-old Sarah Brown says it's her way of processing tragic events like the one a week ago at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaro spoke with Sarah Brown about her chalk project and about how young people are dealing with this recent mass shooting.
What has this past week been like for you and some of your peers?
I have friends who had panic attacks on Thursday before coming to school and on Wednesday night, and who are really, really, really afraid of what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas happening at Fort Myers High, because, I mean, it's kind of easy to get into Fort Myers High School. We don't have metal detectors or anything like that, and I love it, and I like just the way that it is, but being able to see it from a perspective of, like, a safety hazard, it stresses me out. And my little sister is a freshman, and she's in IB, and so I never see her at school, and so that kind of, like, just thinking about the possibility of that happening and then having to, sorry, I can hear my...
No, it's okay. Take your time.
Having to hear, like, thinking about that happening and not being able to reach Margaret would be really, like, it freaks me out. And I'm generally not really freaked out. I enjoy going to school. I look forward to it. But the events of, well, what happened on Valentine's Day was a little too much for me to be able to properly compartmentalize and file away and be like, okay, well, we're safe here.
What would you like to see moving forward for you to feel safe? What could make you feel safe?
I don't know. I don't think that putting metal detectors in is as much as I think that would help. But there's so many entrances to the school. I go in the back every morning to avoid the parent drop-off. And there's just, you can't put metal detectors everywhere in the school. And it's at least partially an open campus, which makes it a little bit harder. And I don't know. I mean, I know our administrators are fantastic and they're doing everything that they can to keep us safe. We had that student earlier this year who had a gun on campus, and that was quickly dealt with and managed beautifully. But, I mean, what can you do to properly, like, protect people from that in a situation where you have no warning? And, I mean, the schools are just, they're doing their very, very best. And it's, I don't know, I'm just so glad that it wasn't our school. So I had a project October 2017, after the Las Vegas shooting, where I wrote the names of the, at that time it was 948 victims of mass shootings in the last roughly 50 years. It was starting with, the farthest back that I went was the Texas Tower shooting in 1966, and then I went up to the Las Vegas shooting. That was just kind of an impulsive thing that I did because I was shocked. I've got a friend who just moved here 2 years ago from Las Vegas, and she had friends who were there, and she was terrified for her friends, and it was a lot, and that was how I processed it. But it was well received, and people were impressed by it, and I was like, okay, that's cool, hope I never have to do that again. And then this happened, and I mean, I had been following the other mass shootings that had taken place, but I hadn't quite narrowed down when I was going to repeat the project, and that one was more of a memorial. And then Saturday, I wrote the names of all the victims of mass shootings from Marjory Stoneman Douglas to, it was the Mighty Fine car wash shooting in March of 2000.
You started this project after Las Vegas because it was a way for you to heal or process.
Yes.
How so? What do you feel when you're writing these names in chalk?
The chalk is a metaphor, of course, because it's not permanent, just as life is not, which is kind of a little bit existential, but I try not to think about that as I'm writing. As I write, it's each of these people had a family, and they have lives, and they had their pets and friends, and it's every name is a person, and it's kind of hard to realize fully what that means when you see a statistic and you're like, oh, well, 1,077 people have been killed in mass shootings since 1966. That's a lot, but you don't quite get how many it is until you see it written out. And that's what it was for me. there are some more common names, first names, that I'll write, and I'm like, oh my God, I know someone named Margaret or Lillian, or because I did have to write my sister's names in there, and that was a lot. And then I wrote down the name of a father, and then I wrote down the name of a son.
Being 17 and taking on this kind of a project, I mean, I don't think that when you were 14 or 15 that you thought that this was something that you'd be doing, right? I mean,
yeah, when I was 14 or 15, I wanted to do everything I possibly could to stay out of the public eye. So I've come a little bit further than that, but.
And it's like these extreme events pulled you out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's, I mean, this does not happen in any other country. And I know people keep saying that, but it really, really doesn't. And I mean, I'm the president of my school's Democratic Club. And I'm an activist, and it's just, it hurts to see things like this happen, because things, we can prevent this. We could have prevented it, and it wasn't prevented, and nothing is being done to prevent it. It's infuriating to me, basically, and something has to be done.
What do you think of these voices of these students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas coming out, and they're taking on the role of activists to restrict gun laws, and they're basically calling out a lot of our lawmakers on Twitter during interviews. Mm-hmm. They're basically, you know, young activists who are like, hey, we're going to be voting soon. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't support this more controlled guns than gun legislation, then you're out, basically. How does it feel to see these kids who are your age taking on that role?
It is so amazing. I can't even properly describe it. It really makes me happy, because it's as a young activist, I know that it's really, really hard to get noticed when you first start. And Cameron Caskey and Emma Gonzalez and all of their fellow students are taking this horrible tragedy, and they're using it to show just how terrible that things can be. And it's a change that has been long awaited, and it's not going to be stopped, as far as I can tell. And I'm just so, so impressed by them. And I really am just, I love it. I mean, what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas was a horrible tragedy. Absolutely. But the fact that they're coming out of it stronger and with their voices and using it to promote good is really, really, really inspiring.
And so does that kind of give you hope during,
Absolutely.
You know, this time?
Absolutely.
Can you explain your process of the research that you did in order to get these numbers and these names?
Mm-hmm. There's a Washington Post article that I found when I was first looking into it, and it was originally called 50 Years of Mass Shootings in America. I think they've changed the names now, but it's got the statistics, it's got the ages of the shooters, it's got what the guns the shooters use, it's got every victim, it's got the youngest victims blocked out. It's got, like, it's thorough. And that is mostly what I used.
And the youngest ones that are blocked out, what do you do for those?
I haven't done anything with that yet, but I'm going to. I know that the church shooting in Texas last year, there was an unborn baby killed named Carlin. And it's, you see that, and it's like, oh my God, this kid never had the chance to even see light, you know? And I don't mean like figurative light, but like actual, like light. And it's a lot. It really is very hard to think about, even having written these names three times now, twice in the chalk and once in for my binder.
How do you usually feel when you're done writing the names, and like, you know, once that project is over? Because then, like you said, it eventually gets washed away, mm-hmm. or in the, because of the form of how you're writing the names, mm-hmm. Which doesn't seem to be intentional, but like, so how do you feel when you're done?
Sore. Usually by the time I finish, my legs are shaking pretty substantially. And I mean, satisfied and proud, but also kind of introspective, but mostly sore.
Some of the survivors of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas are planning a march in Washington,
yes.
with teenagers. Are you at all planning on getting involved with that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Yes?
I am planning on going to the march on in D.C. And I am the president of the Lee County Young Democrats reached out to me and said, hey, I think it would be really, really cool if we could have a student-planned March for Our Lives in Fort Myers, because before, like, the nearest one right now, I believe, is in Tampa. And I said, absolutely, I will talk to my people, and we will. So right now I have, I think we're going to try and use the Fort Myers High School Democratic Club in to work with the Lee County Young Democrats to do that.
So that'll be like a local march here,
yes.
And then you're planning on going to the one in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's the plan.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been really amazing talking with you and picking your brain.
Thank you.
That was 17-year-old Sarah Brown, a Fort Myers High School senior and artist, talking with WGCU's Jessica Mazaros about the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting.